he started touching me, taking my hand, rubbing his leg, unzipping his pants, putting my hand in it.
50-year-old Tino Flores of Buffalo describing a very difficult memory of sexual abuse that he says involved an area priest.
Did you tell anyone?
No, I was afraid.
Flores accuses Father Linus Hennessy, now deceased, of committing a number of sexual abuses against him in 1973. Flores says it happened in his North Buffalo home when he was just 10 years of age.
You know, the church needs to be held responsible, you know, for who they have running the church.
At the time, Father Hennessy was living at Bishop Tymon High School in South Buffalo. Flores says his mother was single and working and had asked the priest to help assist with her other son, who was in trouble with the law.
My mother trusted him with me because he used to pick me up. We used to go to have lunch or something to eat, and he'd take me clothes shopping. And he was basically like a babysitter to me.
10 years ago, at the age of 40, Flores finally felt he could report the case after telling his psychiatrist about what had happened. Flores offered a very graphic description of the abuse.
And I don't think any child should have to have that done to them. And any kids that were my age, I hope they come forward.
The diocese acknowledged the case. Flores says they offered him $50,000 as a settlement, but he refused.
My psychiatrist got a letter from the diocese stating he was retiring, my psychiatrist, and they were going to offer him me $50,000 for the rest of my psychiatric help and my meds.
But in a written statement released late Tuesday afternoon by the diocese, Buffalo Bishop Richard Malone claims a monetary offer was never made to Flores. He also indicated the abuse was reported to the Order of Friars in 2008. Father Hennessy was a member of that order. It was handled by the Franciscans under their policies and procedures. Flores appeared Tuesday along with 25-year-old Vanessa DeRosa. Her story involved a lay teacher during her time as a middle school student at the now-closed St. Dominic Savio School in Niagara Falls. DeRosa was about 13 years old at the time. She says a teacher, Christian Butler, never engaged in sex with her, but committed other abuses.
I didn't have any trust in him to begin with. I was asked to stay after class. A lot of times he would shut the door. He covered his window with paper so people couldn't see him. He made a lot of comments to me. He would follow me home from basketball games, which I cheerleaded for. Asked me to have sex in the back of his car. He asked me to babysit his non-existent children in return for sexual favors.
When the case was finally reported to police, Butler was charged and served prison time. But the reporters of abuse to the diocese never reported her case. Both DeRosa and Flores say the diocese failed to respond properly.
Father Stuart Lindsay is the priest who was in charge of overseeing the school. He wouldn't let me speak. He actually, at one point, when I was trying to explain what happened, put his fingers in his ears and said, "La, la, la, I'm not listening to you." He wouldn't let me even tell him what happened. He said that they did their own investigation and they found nothing.
Again, in the written statement, Bishop Malone says the diocese cooperated fully in the criminal case of the teacher. Malone noted that these incidents occurred before he arrived in Buffalo, but he inquired about the cases. Malone says they were handled in accordance with the policies and procedures enacted by the diocese and consistent with the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People. In New York State, victims cannot seek legal action because of the statute of limitations. Attorney Diane Tavuron says they're calling on state lawmakers to change the rule.
This is something that affects your psyche and your ability to be your own advocate. And people just don't emerge and say, okay, let's go see an attorney when they're 20 years old.
Two state lawmakers from Buffalo, Assemblyman Michael Kearns and Senator Tim Kennedy, are co-sponsors of a bill that would give victims a full year period to come forward to bring claims no matter how long ago the abuse occurred. Attorney Corey Hogan.
We're not able to get to a cardinal, get to the Pope. So with Pope Francis, the thought is that he's making these statements. He seems like, to us, a breath of fresh air, as far as the church is concerned. So if he really wants to do something that really will benefit the church itself, this is his opportunity.
Bishop Malone says he encourages anyone who has been abused by clergy or a church member to report it to law enforcement and the diocese. The Vatican received the victim's request on Monday. They're also seeking to meet with Pope Francis when he comes to the United States in September. Both say they have suffered a number of difficulties in their lives as they try to survive the aftermath of sexual abuse. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.